Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Yo, what's cracking, everybody? James Coe, Matt Harmon here with you on Reception Perception, the show. We're back, baby. The boys are back.
Let's get into some of these player props because I think that's probably a big fun part of what the Super Bowl experience is as well. I'm pulling these off of BetMGM, okay? So, and again, you could test the markets out there and see if you're getting better lines here and there. But I'll just, you have to have an anchor point, and we'll start with BetMGM. Patrick Mahomes. The passing line is set at 294.5. Matt, how are you going there, up or down?
I got to go over there just because how else are they going to do it? If it's not, you know, if Mahomes isn't having a big game, what are they going to bust out a big Isaiah Pacheco performance? I mean, Pacheco is definitely a good player, but the Eagles have shored up their run defense. So I'll take the over on Mahomes there, and probably take the over on Kelsey as well, even though the Eagles have been great at shutting down tight ends this year. There is a lot of there's just a lot of on paper matchup, on paper data that would be like, yeah, the Eagles are really good where the Chiefs like need the edge. The Eagles have an edge there. And obviously on offense, like I said, they're so hard to defend.
I would say the one area, though, right, is in that slot corner position. Now, I know Avante Maddox is back, and I know he's been a pretty good player. But that being said, if we're trying to pick our poison, you want to throw to the outside against Darius Slay and James Bradbury, or would you rather try to throw inside on Avante Maddox? And by the way, I think it's been very clear that, and you were very early to point this out, that these guys in Kansas City, they're not very good at beating man coverage, right? And I think the strength of their receiving core is actually on the inside, right? So if Juju is good to go, I don't know how healthy he's going to be, but hopefully he'll be healthy enough to be, even like 80% contributor would be huge for Kansas City. But he's so much better, as your data has pointed out, so much better against zone coverage, right? And as lining up as an inside wide receiver too. And I think Sky Moore, if he gets more playing time this week because of all the injuries, same thing. I think he's much better lined up inside. I think he's much better against zone coverage. And he's a guy, Matt, that I think could have a sneaky good performance here in this game against the Eagles.
Yeah, that would be nice to see. Just haven't seen a ton of Sky Moore. Juju Smith-Schuster, his receiving yard line is 37.5. And like, I agree with you that I think he could be a big part. He hasn't had like a big game in a long time. You know, it was right when his season was kind of getting on track. He dealt with those concussion issues in the middle of the year.
Right.
Just really hasn't been back on track since then. He obviously did not have a big game against the Bengals before getting hurt. I think you could see him pop up for a pretty good one here because of that slot corner matchup and the other tight ends as well. Again, I know the Eagles have been great at stopping tight ends, but you know, Noah Gray, interesting player for them potentially. And again, if they get Kelsey into some of those slot receiver spots, obviously I think that could be a big deal as well.
The Juju Smith-Schuster line is so weird to me. Like 37 and a half, I know he hasn't had huge games, and I know he's a little bit banged up, but if he doesn't catch four passes in this game, Kansas City gets absolutely destroyed, right?
three and a half is the line. So yeah, you would theoretically think that's a bang the over right there.
Like he's got to catch at least four balls. And if he catches four balls, he's hitting over 37 and a half. Right. So like,
yeah,
I don't know, boy, I'm interested. I mean, obviously that line is being impacted greatly by the injury, which I think is fair. And also pretty scary as well. But boy, I tell you, if he's good to go, and probably you want to wait till, you know, as close to game time as possible to find out what his health is looking like. But man, that's those two lines are something that I'd be looking at for sure. All right. How about Jalen Hurts though? 238 and a half in terms of passing yardage. What do you think?
Yeah. This one's really tough for me because I do love the advantage of, the Eagles receivers against some of these younger Chiefs defensive backs, even though they've played really well and they've been extremely well coached by everybody over there on the Kansas City side. I still think that you can get some advantage. You can get some moments where Chris Jones is going to just wreck the game. I mean, yeah. Obviously big difference between the Bengals offensive line that they rolled out in the AFC championship game and this Eagles offensive line that they're going to see in the Super Bowl. But Chris Jones was just a dominant performer in the AFC championship game. If that was the Super Bowl, I think he would have won. I don't know. They always give it to a damn quarterback.
right, quarterback.
But he could have easily been like Super Bowl MVP if that was a Super Bowl, right? The AFC championship game MVP. But I think I'll go the under here for passing yards for Jalen Hurts. I just don't see this being like a big time back and forth quarterback performance here. And again, because the Eagles can hurt you in other ways. Like they can take the ball out of Jalen Hurts' hand and give it to Miles Sanders, or they can even keep the ball in Jalen Hurts' hands and he can hurt you as a rusher as well.
Yeah, you know, I go back to his game log now, and he has been under 238 passing yards, Jalen Hurts, in 7 of his last 9 games. Although I do find that surprising, but I think he's been extremely efficient probably with those passing attempts. You know, when he wants to hit big plays every now and again, he does. But yeah, I would probably agree with you that, you know, I would take the under. And in addition to just kind of piggybacking on your point before, great running team, right? So, and this is a team in Kansas City giving up 4.5, more than 4.5 yards per carry to opposing running backs. You figure the running backs are going to get involved here. And I tell you what, if Philadelphia came into that San Francisco game with the idea of, hey, let's just play bully ball and just muscle these guys around, why would they not take that exact same approach against a Kansas City rush defense that has been prone to big to giving up big plays on the ground, right? So, like, I think that Miles Sanders actually could have a pretty nice day today or on Sunday in the Super Bowl. By the way, he's got an interesting receiving line. 4.5 receiving yards. He's got to catch one ball.
Which
I think is interesting. I mean, you might as well take the over on Miles Sanders. You know what? He's got to catch one ball for 4. I mean, he's got to catch one ball for 5, right? Come on. That's going to happen. 60 and a half.
It's also tough with these rushing quarterbacks, right? Like,
I know.
It's like, are you really going to get to, I mean, you just got to hope more so there's a screenplay, right? Or something like that. Because you just look at his, like you look at Miles Sanders receiving yard lines, 1 for 3, 0, 0, 0, 6,
oh my
negative
gosh.
13. Remember that Bears game?
Negative 13.
And then finally we get into like 11, 14, 17, 1, but then 0, 0, 0, 1. I mean, I'm not doing binary here, folks. Like, it's just...
That's funny. That's great. Yeah, but no, I like his rushing line, though. 60 and a half is the line here for Miles Sanders. I'll go ahead and take the over for all the reasons that we're taking the under on the Jalen Hurts passing line, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think, again, they didn't have a huge rushing performance against San Francisco, but he got in the box a couple scores. I just think Sanders has run well, and I think their offensive line is at such a level. Like I said, it is a unique weapon. What they can do with Jason Kelce is a unique weapon to this team, and I think that they can use some of that, you know, potentially to even take advantage of the Chiefs' aggressiveness as a pass-rushing unit. You know, these guys are getting upfield. maybe they can stretch the play out, you know, get Kelce on the move there in the second level and get Sanders on the second level. I think that would be a pretty good advantage for the Eagles there.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code Odyssey and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Okay, so let's talk about some of these other Eagle pass catchers, though, right? Like Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown. So A.J. Brown's line is, I mean, it's not huge, but it is 71.5. Meanwhile, Devontae Smith, 61.5. I probably like the Devontae Smith line a little bit better than the A.J. Brown line. But what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're not going to be taking both of them here because we're not on the Jalen Hurts over. Although, like, these guys could both go over and Hurts could still go under because they don't throw the ball to anybody else except Dallas Goedert, who I actually think is interesting too at 48.5. Like, I might add, and you know, if you're just looking at catches for Dallas Goedert, like theoretically thinking about those screen passes, 4.5 over for Dallas Goedert, I think is interesting just because screen passes, trying to take advantage of that aggressiveness, man coverage that the Chiefs play. That would be a way to beat it. So I actually might shy away from the receivers and take the lower one for Goddard there.
Oh, that's interesting. I like Devontae Smith at 61.5. I think he'll get it done.
Just take the lower one. Why not?
Yeah, just take the lower one there. Although, man, I got this sneaky feeling, man, that AJ Brown's going to pop up and have a huge game. But you're right. But you're right though. Both of these guys could hit the over. But I just feel like you're getting better price with Devontae Smith at 61.5. Travis Kelce, 79.5 receiving yards. How do you see that one going?
That one, I think.
That's
tough
one.
It's tough because Kelce has been so productive. He had a run of 95 plus yards in every single playoff game before last week. And obviously the Bengals do a great, they're another team that literally has like players dedicated to being their like tight end eraser, like Trey Flowers, who's a big cornerback who flopped in other spots. He's been used as like their big tight end eraser when they didn't have Trey Flowers against the Buffalo Bills the week prior. They stuck their rookie safety on Dawson Knox and he had a key pass breakup. So and obviously Kelce went under 80 yards in that game, but I mean, God, if they don't get a big game out of Kelce, like the Chiefs, I don't think are winning this game. So I'm picking the Chiefs to win the game. I think that Mahomes gets the second one here. So I will, for that reason, go over for Travis Kelce.
There you go. Perfect. I was going to ask you what you thought about this, 1.5 line for Philadelphia. Obviously you like Kansas City just straight up winning this game.
Yeah, I do. I think Mahomes gets his second one. He's a uniquely good player, man. And it's unbelievable that he 5 straight AFC championship games. Like, he's been to 5 straight. He's been starting for 5 years. Didn't even start his first season. And this run of dominance that he's on is pretty rare. Obviously, it'll be hard to catch Tom Brady in terms of Super Bowls, all that stuff. But what Mahomes is doing right now, like, he is in that sort of that phase where they're asking him to elevate talent and he's doing it. You know, he obviously had Kelce and Hill, and obviously Andy Reid's a great play caller, best offensive mind potentially in the NFL. But now he's in a phase here, Mahomes is, where like, all right, MVS needs to pop up for a big game. I'm going to deliver him an unbelievable pass in the end zone. Right. I can't even think he can catch that thing. So, I mean, that's the phase of the journey that Mahomes is on right now. I think he wins this game, despite the fact that the Eagles on paper are, I think, objectively a more talented team.
I mean, think about how good we just got done talking about how damn talented the entire AFC is, like how ridiculously stacked the AFC is. And again, here's Mahomes going to his third Super Bowl, five straight conference championships, man. It's just, man, what an unbelievable performance.
It will be pretty wild if, like, we're talking about all these AFC young quarterbacks and all of this, like, how much better the AFC is, and then the Eagles just win the damn Super Bowl. And it's like, yeah, okay, well, they, as great as that conference is, like, still didn't win it. So,
Again, this goes back to the NBA, you know? It's like, when you're the Eastern Conference favorite, you have an easier road. There's a lot less wear and tear. There's a lot less mental wear and tear. And they just come into the finals fresher. You know, sometimes than some of these tougher teams. But man, it's really, really interesting that Philadelphia is in this spot. And man, they have had such an easy road to the Super Bowl. Not taking anything away from Philadelphia. I'm just saying, truth of the matter is, they have had an incredibly easy road to the Super Bowl in this particular year. We thought San Francisco was going to be that one team where it's just Clash of the Titans, you know what I'm saying? But man, ultimately, that game disappointed because of injuries, which always kind of sort of sucks. By the way, I want to give one last one before we say goodbye here, but I whiffed in the conference championship because I thought Pacheco was definitely going to have a nice game. Yeah, but again, the line is pretty low, 48.5. We think about the injuries here to the high ankle sprain to Patrick Mahomes. I think they would be smart to run the ball against Philadelphia. Philadelphia is okay. They're about league average when it comes to stopping the run. And I think Pacheco is a pretty good player. But take a little bit off the plate of Patrick Mahomes against that pass rush, right? Keep that defensive line honest just a little bit. 48.5 is the line in terms of rushing yards for Pacheco. And Pacheco has been over 55 rushing yards in 9 of his last 11 games. But I will add the caveat. It's all about how you splice up the numbers. In 2 of his last 4 games, he's been under 32 rushing yards. So it's all about time frame. Like, how do you want to look at it? Okay, 9 of his last 11, he's been over 55. 2 of his last 4, he's been under 32. Those games came against Denver and Cincinnati. So interesting one there, but I do like Pacheco over 48.5. I think he gets to, you know, like 70 or something. So that's why I really like that number overall. But anyways, that's it. That's the show, man.
Here's another one. Just one.
Go ahead. Pacheco. Go ahead.
I think this is interesting. First reception. You can bet on the yardage of a player's first reception.
Yes.
For Isaiah Pacheco, it's over 5.5. And I really thought it was interesting how much they used him in the pass game last week. Cause you're right, he didn't have a big rushing performance, but with Mahomes hobbled, that was like, let's check the ball down to Pacheco. And what have we been like screaming about in fantasy all year? It's like, yeah, it's great. Pacheco's good, but they don't use him enough in the pass game. McKinnon has that role, but that was a switch last week. He ran more routes than McKinnon. He was a big feature in the pass game. So, the overall receiving line for Pacheco's 16.5, but I kind of like that first reception 5.5 because, like, my God, that guy is never going to go down on first contact. Like, it's like sometimes you're almost like, Pacheco, relax.
Yeah, just you can step out of bounds, my friend. Okay, it's
you can
okay.
Step out of bounds.
No one's going to think less of you.
First reception in the Super Bowl on like a check down situation with that pass rush, he's muscling for at least 6. Okay, that's gonna happen.
Dude, I like it. That's oh my God, that's
so
such a
random.
That's such a random, and that's like perfect for the Super Bowl too.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's
you can tell all your buddies like how you just, you know, you paid the mortgage on Isaiah Pacheco catching a 7-yard pass in his first reception of the game.
So oh man, that's so great. Someone somewhere is going to put that in some crazy parlay. I'm telling you, and it's going to be
Let's
great.
Let's do it. It's going to be me. I can do it in this state.
You can
I'm free from the prison of California where you can't do anything fun. Except smoke
Bro,
weed, I guess, whenever you want.
Let's go. Yeah. I need to see a Matt Harmon, a 10-leg parlay, $20. Let's see what that gets you. A 10-leg parlay. And
probably losing $20 is what it's going to get me.
Let's make it happen, though. All right, so there you go. That's the show, man. Again, if you guys would be so kind as to subscribe and rate the podcast, that would be great. And, of course, check out the website, receptionperception.com. Super Bowl Last game of the year. Let's go. All right, for Matt Harmon, I'm James Coe. We'll see you.